This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, man! Yeah!
What?
Y'all know what this is. Yeah. Y'all know exactly what this is, man. Yeah. Sir. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 59.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And you know who it is. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino.
I feel like I still can't go after
They that. Also, yeah. It's old now. You know what I'm saying? They also call me by my government name, Jermaine Richards. And I'm hanging out, man. Got my baby brother here, Trey Richards.
I'm thinking of
baby Trey, man.
Shows first. I got some.
My man, of course, Sheldon Sebastian out here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just me. That's it.
Give him another bomb, man. That was right.
That was a bad bomb.
Sir.
Yeah, man. Episode 59 has been an episode of many words. We talked about a lot of important things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Friends driving way too scary.
Yes.
Trying to be cool and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Def Jam Fight for New York. Mm-hmm. We always talk about that game. We took a deep dive this time.
Mm-hmm. Craigslist.
Laundry being in the washing machine way too long.
Yeah. Craigslist. And nigga, you don't list that as a topic. I just gotta take it out to dry. Don't do that.
But somebody needs to understand.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
It's definitely
sketchy Craigslist deals.
Mm-hmm. Kijiji deals.
Or Kijiji. Taking 7 days to respond and food being delivered on bikes.
Sure. Why?
Before we get into this episode, for our YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button to become. Oh, sorry. Hit that subscribe button and click that little bell thing.
Yes, sir.
To become a true noted gang eagle. You know what I'm saying? Watching but not subscribing is mouse behavior. Mm-hmm. Hit that bell thing and click thumbs up and write a bunch of great comments.
Please.
Enjoy the episode. Yeah. You know what time it is. As soon as them eagles hit them bombs. Yup.
That's who's coming out the smoke. That's who's coming out the smoke. Man.
Shout out all my noted gang eagles in the building. This morning, this afternoon.
Man.
Whenever this shit end up dropping.
A special shout out to the Eagles.
Yup.
Because we just dropped on 4YE and them
we
Eagles
did.
Were.
They was
over
all up
there.
In that thing, man. Ooh,
them Eagles. Let me tell you how.
You would have thought it was an Eagle food sale.
Yeah.
An Eagle bird seed sale.
Let me tell you how crazy them Eagles got. 4 minutes. Shit was gone.
Ooh.
We was confused.
Wow.
Never underestimate the power of an Eagle. They see that shit from so far. 5:59.
They know what's up.
5:59.
We dropped
on
at what
site.
Time?
6 o'clock.
That's crazy.
That eagle vision what I'm talking about, man. It's talking about having that eagle vision, man. Y'all got to get your eagle vision in check. You know what I'm saying? Brand spanking new 4YE Durags. Yo, they're here. Woo. They're here. They literally right here. Look at this array.
Come on, man.
Wow.
And we got more.
And that's just a little.
This is just a partial
that's
drop.
That's just a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Don't be,
look at me.
Don't, yo.
Look at me. Look at me.
Get that boy the
look
full screen, man. Don't even put me in shows on the screen,
look
man.
Look at
get
me,
that man.
Man.
The full screen, man.
A new array of beautiful 4YE Durags that I'm rolling on right now. Oh, my shit. Don't worry. These are mine. You know what I'm saying? That Cody and Crazy right off the top.
Cody and Crazy.
Cody and Crazy.
Look at that.
Look at that.
I'm going to call that one Coding Crazy, even if it ain't called Coding Crazy. That one called Coding Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Check me out. You know what I'm saying? They fresh. They fly. They got that beautiful, silky looking feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No shade.
She won't do that
but
over
you
here.
Know, no shade.
Nah.
But like your favorite silky, probably not even silk.
And that's just real.
It's a scam.
That's just real.
Y'all getting scammed. You
that's
thinking,
just real.
Yo, you think you got a real official 100% silk durag for $20, nigga? That's not silk. We not gonna lie to you. These got the silky feel. These are not 100% silk. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they silky.
Yeah.
That young Paisley is so special.
It's about to get so crazy and they don't even understand. They have
the
home
signature 4IE Durag in red. Ooh. I keep missing the bomb button.
That red crazy, man.
I call this one the cheese pizza. Ooh.
Ooh. Yo, speaking of which,
I was looking for the last one that's on my dome, that Arctic Blast.
Ooh. Oh man,
that shit is nuts.
You just came up with that?
Yeah. Off the dome. Off the dome. June 8th.
Marking ain't calendars, man.
For real though, we sold out our 4IE rework collection 04. 3 minutes.
Wow.
We sold out. So clap it up to y'all niggas. Stay posted on the durags. The durags are also limited. You know what I'm saying? So head over to the 4IE Instagram page at number 4YE. Follow the page, turn on your post notifications so you know exactly when we drop. But them niggas gonna hear about it first over there. All right.
Bro, the weather's getting nice again.
Yeah.
Man, we're outside sitting on the roof of my car. Man. I'm not getting no
work. Yeah, I washed my car today.
You washed it?
The hand wash?
Yeah, the hand wash.
I could respect that for sure. It's a special thing that goes on between you and your vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you wash it with your hands.
Absolutely, I agree.
And you play a track, but then you have to wash it so the music's muffled.
Yeah. You have to close the doors. You turn all the way up. Yeah.
Blast it, man.
Yeah, man. It's different, though.
And
man.
Then it rains in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm trying to just enjoy it because I think it's about to rain tonight. Still.
Still stays clean, though.
Nah, then you get the dried up rain spots.
You got the rain spots.
Yeah, I have a dark color car, so you
see all the rain spots. Yeah. You gotta get the champagne joint. You can't.
Yeah, you gotta get like silver.
Nah, you're just not washing your car right.
You telling me I'm not washing my car right?
Absolutely. Yeah, how you going? How you?
Sorry. Yeah,
come
I know.
On,
I was
you sound
straight.
Like a hater.
I wasn't thinking straight.
You sound like a hater energy.
Nah, you can't do it.
What's this hater energy for, man?
Hey, we can.
How you gonna tell another man how to wash his own vehicle?
I'm just saying, because it was just this one time I had that black thing. I had the black G35.
You know, okay.
And I was washing it, and it kept raining, and it would come out like dirty. And I'm just like, yo, what is it? Mm-hmm. So I got some tips, and I got some like wax and shit, mm-hmm. and I washed it properly, and then it rained. And it just all the rain was just off it. Like it
yeah, we
just,
got the wax.
You got the wax too. And it's still the dry spots.
Nah, I'm going to tell
you. So you wasn't washing your car right?
Nah, hold on.
So basically, I'm right.
Hold on.
So what you telling me?
Like, even downtown, man, the streets so like mucky and shit. You wash a car once and the Jeep just flicks everything on it. I just got tired of washing shit. It's like, yo, fuck it, bro.
But the thing is, like, with a Jeep, though, you could flex the dirty look because it's like, it's an off-road vehicle, you know what I'm saying? So niggas don't really look at it too crazy.
But when you open the door, you're touching mud.
The whole thing.
My grandpa would be getting at me every time he sees our car dirty. God. He's a master of keeping a car, keeping them out of the weather.
Yeah.
Bro, his car, it'll be a mud storm, nigga. This nigga's car is
clean.
Mm-hmm. Pristine, wow. Sparkling, bro. He be getting at me. It was like a fucking typhoon going on. I said, "Jeremy, it got dirty. How's yours clean, nigga?
Nigga, what?
Wait, how'd you get it, bro? He on one knee in the rain, washing his. What year is that,
bro? Let me find out.
Infinity Q.
My grandfather give you guys some more.
Oh
back,
my gosh, man!
Was it QX60?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, if I see it,
you know,
he knows. He knows. It's QX50. It's older.
No, nope. They discontinued
that champagne one, right?
That's probably.
Is it champagne?
Yeah, it's a champagne joint.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not the QX, man.
I can't talk in Google for shit, nigga.
You search it up. Let me tell you more, bro. Our grandfather bought this whip, right? I guess it makes more sense once you guys know, but he bought this whip, and ever since he did, I guess he's just not a man to kind of. Mm-hmm. Buy shit, you know what I'm saying? So when he did, it was just like, yo, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on. Like, you see what I'm rocking with?
Right.
This is the whip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Any other car, I'm sorry, which is a good mentality. Like, any other car it's not mine. So it's not as good.
I feel that.
His car was faster, cleaner.
Was, nigga, is.
Is.
Today.
Sorry.
He's pulling up on 2020s. Like,
oh, he'd be like upgrading and shit?
No, it's the same car.
Stock. But see, like the way his mind is wired is like, okay, yo, my car is the fastest, bro. Yeah. You pull up with a UFO, this nigga still tell you something that a UFO doesn't have on his car.
Okay. Bro, we would come little ass kids.
You know how we
I know we
he always has a one up, and bro, as a kid, we're you know saving up, you know what I'm saying, copping whips. it's an exciting time for a preteen, you know, or yeah. a little teenager, you know what I'm saying?
Then
you want to show it to your dad, you show it to your grandpa, and then mm-hmm. you pull up on your grandpa, and then he's like notching that shit down like three, four times in a row. Oh, you know,
how much karma does?
I'm in the camera.
Asking you how much gas you get on there. Oh, no, you know, mine. $30.
$30.
Bro, like, it's, oh, okay, hold on. I think you found a drain?
Oh, yeah, shit, nigga. It was a 2003 Infiniti QX4.
QX. I knew it was a QX.
It's a lot of fucking words.
Yeah, so many words. So many syllables.
Yo, QX4. But I promise you, that boy is champagne.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean inside. It honestly looks like he just
it's
bought it.
It's very clean. I don't know how they discontinued the shit.
It's easy. He's probably the only one whipping it, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
of course.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, that most definitely.
Because I'm the only man in my whipping. Like, I cannot clean my whip for like 6 months. Someone will come in. Your car's still clean.
Nah,
his is like different. Detailed. Like, I don't know when he has the time because he's always at work or inside doing some Jamaican shit. But bro, his whip is just always clean.
Yeah.
They discontinued the shit, but I think if Infiniti saw this shit in the condition today, they'd be like, okay.
Like, yo, we might.
There might be a market.
Revive this shit.
Bro, and let him fucking run
this. Yeah, he's a mascot.
Let him do that shit.
A lot.
Bro, it was so bad. He made me feel like shit with my car. He's like, Trevon, man, you can't drive rolling like this. I'm like, what, bro?
Like a normal person
right now, bro.
Like, I think they're cleaning too much.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I used to think about, you know, the thing is, I used to feel that way when I got my first GameCube. I remember I broke it.
So wash your GameCube?
Nah, I used to just be like, we should just be like real careful with it. Like, you know, okay, you know, touch
ultra
the thing.
Neat.
You know what I'm
ultra
saying?
Neat. How long does that last?
Touch the thing. That's what I'm saying. It lasted a minute, but I felt like we still ended up breaking it. And then from that thing, I realized like you can't be too prippy with your things. You know, you have to just you have to just use it.
I feel that.
But you have to just let it be used. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I feel that.
When you try too hard, that's when you break shit, bro.
I be thinking about that when you like, you're trying to save some shoes or like,
yeah,
I don't want to wear these now. Or is it, you know, is it the right situation to wear these shoes? But then
you don't wear them.
Material things not going to last forever regardless.
Exactly, bro. Like,
yeah.
Niggas be buying cakes. Oh, I'm not wearing these until this many months. Bro, I just bust that whenever I want to bust that. Yeah. Bro, you know, because
cakes was like the most recent thing. But still, when I get like an iPhone, I'm like, yo, no, I can't put it down here. Mm-hmm. Like, I get a new phone or, you know what I mean? Something new is just, it's always like, yo, watch out, like, wipe
it
down the service.
Never lasts, though, bro.
Man, laptops dashed down everywhere. Yeah. Like,
never lasts. Like, I remember when I got my whip, for like a year straight, I think I washed that thing like every week, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that, though.
Now, like,
you got to do that.
I get to when I get to my like,
really?
Like, you're good, bro. You're good. Bro.
Man,
maintenance are good, but outside.
I want to be one of those like older heads though, like to have a clean car and be like, yo, like 100%, I have to have an old school like BMW, or old school Benz. I like the M3, and I've always been a BMW guy over a Benz, but like just something old school and just clean. It's just like, yo, you know when I'm in that, that's me.
You know, and you know, even though it's old, you know.
You know.
You know.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the way this man thinks.
Bro, it's one of those ones where it's just like, it's something for even like nostalgic purpose. Like, I think Ludacris had an old Acura.
Yeah, the Legend.
Legend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing clean.
That's the one with the TV and the steering wheel?
No.
That's all my MTV Diaries. Remember that shit? Behind the Music or some shit?
The thing is, I found out about
1993.
Oh, Behind the Music? No, I was talking about
Cribs. Remember that?
Cribs was like all fake. I found that out like years later. Bro, like a lot of them niggas like rented whips and shit. It's like all fake.
For Cribs?
Yeah, for MTV.
Who's
Cribs,
it for, nigga? Does Cribs rent it or they rented it?
No, they rented it. Like,
they the artist.
Yeah, the artist, yeah.
So niggas said, hey, I'm about to come to your house for MTV Cribs.
Yeah, it'll be.
Like, give me a. I'll call some people first.
You know,
let me confirm it. Hold on, what's that? Yeah, rental guy.
Only like a couple niggas really like, you know, did that shit. Like, you know, I think Yin Yang Twins.
What's
one
that
of them.
For? Like, what do you? Like, yo, why not? Why not just?
Nigga, I got no whips.
I got no whips right now. Yeah. We're working on it. We're working towards it.
Exactly. Yeah. But suppose it was just more so for like, they know people are going to watch us. So they're saying like, yo, let's get this talked about. Or their manager's saying like, bro, rent some shit.
Yeah, it probably was
in
a
driveway.
Yeah.
Because I can't see like, you know, that was a huge platform back then.
It was an honor Cribs to be on that. Coming. Yeah.
And you could see them getting like all like, you know, it's so cute when you see like celebrities get kind of shy or in that moment of like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're on Cribs. Like, all right, I don't know what y'all got to do, but you got to get the hell out of here.
Get up out of here.
Aaron Carter, bro,
to hear 1,000 people say, this is where the magic happens, and you still stand there and say, this is where the magic happens. Where's the button?
Oh my God.
We have no bad buttons.
If we ever get a tour crib, that's where I be at.
That's where I sleep at. That's where I be fucking at. Anyway, move on. Let's go check out the toothpaste cabinet.
They wouldn't air my episode. This is like the episode of BT when BT 106 in part.
Oh my, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yo, I saw that.
Bro, they're full out scrapping on
Instagram. Scrapping, I saw that.
I felt it for that guy.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you being so childish?
Bro, once you take off my hat, like,
there's a fight. I don't know if you guys seen the video, but some guy was just battling, and it was a newer era of like Roxy and Terrence. This guy took off his hat, then he pushed him. He's like, enough's enough. You got.
You not gonna not mention the mic whip?
He threw the mic at his thing. Oh, he threw
that mic into the crowd. He heard the mic like.
Bro, I think somebody got hit by a stray mic.
Oh fuck! Yeah,
I don't think it landed at the guy it was intended to land on.
Yeah.
Somebody took a mic to the knee.
I just really gotta bring attention to like the nigga flipping him. Like I'll never get like tired of a nigga getting flipped in a fight. Like
I like, you see legs in the air.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, your legs aren't supposed to be that high.
So when you see feet in the air.
You know what's crazy? A lot of times I see people's legs in the air. My first question is it really that tall? Like, he's actually kind of tall. Like, bro. If you see my legs in the air, if you see the bottom of my shoes, bro, you don't have to respect me anymore. Yeah. My words.
Facts.
Just like the ass.
Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro.
Against my will, like, oh wait, I don't want to be upside down right now. And my feet are okay.
Pretty about to allow a nigga to
be. Yeah, I don't fuck with that. Don't be picking me up. None of this, like, I see my friends and it's been a long time to pick me. Don't do that. Especially for a tall nigga. I'm already tall as is.
Bro,
a little guy picks me up and then I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we both go to the ground. Like,
come on. We're both embarrassed.
We're both looking dumb.
Bro, Faitana jumped on my back and I was like, this is random morning. This is the other day.
Yeah.
Turned to him. I said, Faitana, what are you doing?
You can't do that. No more.
You got to pull him aside.
You can't. I did I not?
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm pretty sure you guys saw that.
Faitana.
Yeah. Yo, you can't do that. Because if I fell on the floor and hit my knees, I'm not going to be laughing and shit, but I'm not going to get mad. I'll just be like, yo, what the fuck was that?
And then you know those ones when you do some dumb shit and you're embarrassed, so you laugh to kind of deflect it. It's like, bro, you're the only one laughing, looking dumb.
Look at this.
You know what I'm saying? You know? Like, come on, bro.
It's better you address that you look crazy.
Yeah, like, my bad. I thought it would go differently and it didn't. You know, just man up.
That's it.
But you know if Faitana would laugh.
He was laughing. Faitana was rolling. I was just like, yo.
Oh,
honestly,
shit, Trey, your legs are broken.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, yeah. I don't know what friend's backs you jump on, but yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, bro, you're jumping on my back and your feet are still on the ground. So what are we doing here?
You be asking your brother for whip questions? Whip maintenance?
Oh, yeah. No, my brother does like pretty much all my maintenance. Oil change, put my speakers in, radio in, like all that shit, bro. He buffed my tail light when it got foggy.
Buff the tail, bro. I never even had a tail light buff.
Yeah. Like your shit will get foggy and he'll buff that shit back in.
This guy's nice.
Yeah, man. Bro, does it all still.
I didn't have that luxury, bro. I had a car for, it might have been like 2 years, and my dad's like, when's the last time you got your oils changed?
What?
I'm like, what do you mean by that? I'm driving this shit 2 years straight. I've been in Niagara Falls like 5 times at this point. And he's like, oh, man, I don't even know. I had it done the first time.
The thing is, like, I knew, like, very young, like, how special my brother was, like, how rare it was to have that, bro. I knew.
Bro,
like,
that was a one-stop
shop. Yeah, it's amazing. It's great, bro. Even when I went to, like, buy my whip, like, I tell a quick. I think I told this. That's how I told the story about the Jetta on here, right?
Yeah.
Like, but anytime like my niggas bought whips and shit, like I'll bring my brother will always like find something that's wrong with the car that they didn't tell us to like get the price down more, like
Let's
to get out
it.
The deal, and that's just like special, bro. You know, that's priceless.
It's beautiful on your end when the guy that knows the car is on your side, but when it's on the other side, you're selling a car and then you have this fucking car guy coming checking and shit. I'm like, bro, like, I've never looked at that. Don't try that, nigga. You know, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bro, I remember
trying to lose me, bro. I don't know what the Bengal Fire Barbarian is.
Bro, this is the price. This is the post. What you wanted?
I put the price up. You saw the price. You called me. You came to get it, nigga.
You're selling something?
Yeah, bro. I don't want to hear that shit. On my side, though, I want to inspect
But you know what he's on. You know what time it is. You know what I mean?
Get it.
Yeah.
Especially when he starts to ask me for like accessories, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Bro, what?
Like, do you have like the defibrillator?
No, I have the whip. It's right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like, yo, I remember on the Kijiji, man, I sold some weird shit, man.
Like,
when I sold my dirt bag, Dirt bag.
I sold my bike to a dirt bag.
I sold it to a dirt bag. That's where my head's at right now. So I sold my dirt bike, and I remember this guy came over and something. I was a kid, but he comes to the garage and he said, "Oh wow, it's a lot smaller than I thought." I'm like,
"Oh, whoa!" I think you thought wrong, my nigga, because I posted the fucking bike. Bro, took a picture of the bike, I put it up.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, that has nothing to do with me. And I was not budging on my price. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to buy the fucking all-white MacBook. I need this loot. Like, you know what I mean? This is exactly how much I need to buy the MacBook.
Yeah.
I was getting complaints about the dirt bike. I didn't want to fall and, like, scrape up my leg because before we had a backyard. So I was just like, yo, it has to go regardless.
Yeah.
And then he just offered me a deal of just, like, yo, money and, like, a bag of weed. And then all my friends, I had, like, mad people there to kind of just a Kijiji deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Called Choppy. So, you know, Choppy secured that.
Choppy's a shirt.
Bro, he said,
like, is that worth it?
The weed? Is that worth it? Not much. Choppy took the weed. I took the bread. We went home.
And smoked some weed. Yeah. Nah, we didn't.
Kijiji gets, man. I didn't done so many Kijiji deals by myself that I definitely shouldn't have done.
Nah, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm not even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I have something I want to sell. I'll set it on fire, my nigga. Sell shit to the devil, nigga. I don't want to meet with nobody.
I remember one time I sold my last iPhone, the fucking 6. Mm. And I remember this nigga, like, you know, I posted whatever he called me, you know, regular shit, banters. All right. He worked at like a dealership, like a mechanic. He was a mechanic and shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I finished work at 6:30. So just pull up to my mechanic. 6:30. So I'm like, all right, cool. I pull up. Bro, it's nighttime. This is wintertime. So
nighttime. Pull up. As good as midnight.
Yeah, it's exactly. You know what time it is? Dark. I pull up and like, this nigga's just waiting outside the shop. Everybody went home already. Like, the shit's closed. Like, everything's closed.
Yeah, so
right.
Nigga, I've seen Def Jam Park in New York. Yeah, I know. Nigga,
I fucked up still. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm here. Like, I pull up, whatever. Like, I comes to my door, I wind on the window.
Flex the chest a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Like,
why? Chest up first. Chest, window first.
Turn my music up a little bit.
You want the phone, right?
You know what I'm saying? So he comes and he's like, you know, he's looking at the phone. He's like, all right, cool. He gives me the phone back. He walks around to the other side of my whip. He starts opening the whip. I'm like,
free for what?
Yeah, he's like, yo, I don't have no money. I mean, I gotta go to ATM. Yo, you give me a ride to ATM? I'm like, bro.
Oh, you grabbed my door first?
Bro, yeah, yo, door, like, so I'm like, I want this bread though, because I'm trying to buy something. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to buy.
Or are you trying to
like,
buy?
I had to move. Honestly, I was trying to buy Nintendo Switch. I'm going to be real. Like, I had to move. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? I had to move.
Set your goals, young king.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to do what you got
to
do.
That night, it was sell the phone, go to Best Buy. Yeah, like, right after. That, so, like, I don't even want to hold the money too long. You know what I'm saying? Like,
as a matter of fact, just come with me, buy my Switch. I'll drop you off at your car with your new phone.
And I'll just give you. Yeah, so anyways, I ended up giving him a ride still. Nah, I don't.
Risky.
I don't. Yeah.
That's scary.
It was risky, but you know, I got
the bread.
I got the bread still.
I feel that.
You know, how far is the ATM?
So he was at Queen of Airport and he wanted to go to Bramalea. That's where the ATM was. Cause I was like, I gotta go there anyways, whatever. Like,
you have to drop him back after?
No. We split ways. Okay, dealt that in the food court, and I walked to Best Buy. You know,
cost of switch.
The rest is history. You know,
you got this. The switch.
I
can respect that.
Right away, switch copped.
Yeah.
Man, that's I feel like I'm always in certain positions where it's like I don't want to do it, and I know it's like I would say no, and
bad
if
idea,
I'm
yeah.
telling anyone this story, I'd be like no, but it's just like. I just get thrown into. I'm like, yeah, like whatever. Yeah. Let's just go. Like, you know what I mean?
We're here now.
Yeah.
You're already touching my door handle. Yeah. Let's get it.
To me, I'm just impatient. More times, like every Kijiji deal, I'll call my bro. Like, yo, can you follow me? He'll be like, all right, I'm just doing this right now, whatever. And I'm like, man, fuck that.
All right, we all good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just go out myself. That's exactly what happened. I called my bro. He's like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm here. Give me 1 second. I don't have 1 second, bro. I'm trying to get this bread right now.
There's 1 second.
Man, it's just, yo, all the deals they're just too tense. Like it's tricky trying to. Play it cool, but also play it like, yo, if this guy fucking tries to run,
like,
I gotta choke him real quick.
Yeah.
To be ready to choke somebody and be chill at the same time is a hard thing to do.
Nah, trust me. As soon as he got in my whip, I locked that door, like, just in case. You know what I'm saying?
You locked your door?
I locked my door because, like, just in case he tried to, like, you know, I could, you know, I have a second or two.
But then you could have locked yourself and you see Menace
Yeah,
society.
I could have.
The drive through scene?
Oh, yeah.
I would have took off my seat, but I would have said, I come in, take off my seat first.
Let me take my door off first.
Drive like this. You know, but actually back against the window, hands like that to the side.
So what do you say?
I just try like this. Say, yo.
So where did you go? No funny shit.
Mike, you say, honestly, yo,
was your banker?
Luckily, my Kijiji days are behind me still.
Please, man. Yeah,
I haven't sold anything on Kijiji since.
Yeah.
Kijiji's Craigslist for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
Craigslist is sketchy.
Yeah.
It looks sketchy.
It's
like the
I think
UI,
it's meant to be. Bro. What UI? Sheldon?
Yeah.
The what? Check.
The UI, like the way that the user interface, the way the website looks, it just looks like, bro, how do I find things? For sure, the person that I'm buying from lives. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
Quarter, but you know.
Whoa. My man having dark thoughts.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't know where he's going, but
yo,
it sounded
skip
dark.
Skip it, bro. Move on. What is this?
I would never, I don't want to click one button.
I never went on Craigslist for that exact reason. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this looks like a fucking, like,
this
illegal
looks like a
trafficking
setup.
Fucking site.
Yeah. Are, no, there's like prostitution and shit.
There is, right?
Yeah. Here. Yeah, yeah. Like, let me search up, like, fucking.
What?
Bro, look at this. It's all blue. It's just the Craigslist CA. It looks like the fake. It looks like I'm trying to go to Craigslist, but like, you feel me? Huh. I got the wrong ones. Like, I typed Craig wrong, with a K.
Yeah.
Is this it? But fuck it, you still use it?
No, it is it, my nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, I searched phone. It says, found a few local results. Star in female porn videos with an exclamation mark. I'm not even an eBay guy to package up some things and send it out.
Yeah.
And this and that. And I'm fucking talking to this guy about.
Yeah.
Bro, it just. You just meet with the scariest people.
It's true.
Like, not that they're scary themselves. Like, they're scared. So, like,
yeah,
you're asking a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. How much? What if I do this? What does this look like? What if? Do you want it or not?
Do you want it or not, bro?
Because I have a guy who's willing to fucking click a button by the shit.
Because even with me, like, when I did my ads, I always try to put every question I think you would possibly ask on
there.
They
got some other shit.
They got some other shit, bro.
But the thing is, like, when I was always buying shit, like, okay, you got to know what type of seller you are. And what type of fucking like businessman you are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I was like going to buyer and seller. When I was going to like buy, I was just strictly on some like, these are my five questions. I got my list.
Yep.
Turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Open this app.
Mm-hmm.
How fast does it die? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To it, depending on like what I'm buying the shit. Like, I'll tell the nigga, yo, you go ride it out, see like what it is, like ride around the block or whatever. If I'm buying a bike.
But I'm on the pegs. I'm on the pegs. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm on the not going north. What? Where am I? Fucking, I got you in a chokehold. So, yo, I'll tighten up if you take a wrong turn.
I remember when we started buying whips off Kijiji, and I'm just like, bro, this can go left so bad because it's just like you're paying a lot of bread. Like, it was always weird.
Nigga,
it could go right. Yeah.
And then, but you know, the ones, the niggas that like, they're forceful. You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time, my boy is buying a whip. He crashed. He's trying to buy like just a beater till the summer. He's like, I'm not going to buy nothing sick right now. I'm just buy a beater for the winter.
Oh,
whatever.
My Lord.
So this guy pulls up with like a 98 Honda or whatever. And he comes. Let me tell you how fucking confident these niggas are, bro. He comes, whatever. And, you know, we take it for a test drive. I'm in the backseat. My boy's driving, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, the e-brake doesn't work. But you don't even really need that. You don't even need that.
My Lord.
So I'm like, okay. Like, we know it's a beater, but you know what I'm saying? So we go, does a test drive. I'm not really talking too much because it's not me buying, right? It's my nigga. So I'm just trying to like, he's there. He's like, all right, I think I'm going to take it. So I'm like, I think I'll take it, eh? After the test drive we just had, whatever. So he's like, oh, I need a pen. So I go into the house to get a pen. And while I'm in the house, I'm like, I have to stop my nigga from buying this whip. Like, I have to say something. So I'm like, bro, so I come with the pen in my hand, like, you know, like, like one of these.
So
like,
I have the pen,
but I have some thoughts as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Before I pass this over, I want to pass some knowledge.
Yeah. So I tell them, like, yeah, I don't think this is a good buy. Like, personally, I'm talking to my nigga, this is why I don't think it's a good buy.
You said it in front of the seller?
Yeah, in front of the seller.
Some
so he
bullshit.
Goes, trust me, bro.
That's some G shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So he's like, yeah, but the thing is, like, yo, honestly, like, I have to go to work and my boy's coming to pick me up right now. I was pretty sure you're going to copy it. So, like, I wasn't even trying to take this home.
I got nothing to do with it. I haven't heard one word. In your sentence of eight words, I've heard zero. Because I don't know what that means.
I'm standing there looking at this nigga like,
okay, so don't buy this shit.
Yeah,
nigga.
Like, it's not going to happen, bro. I don't have nowhere to park it still. Like, I thought you were going to buy it. Like, I gave away the parking spot. Da-da-da.
You need to manage your expectations.
Bro.
And plan for something else that might happen.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, the man had to drive that to work, I guess.
Let me see if I'm parking.
Yeah.
Some say to this day, he's still looking for parking.
Let me tell you something, man. My worst Kijiji deal wasn't even mine.
I'm trying to remember.
I got a phone call from Ryan one day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He said,
Oh, what the fuck? Bro, how do we not? Okay, go.
He said, yo, Trey, what he saying today? I need a ride. So I'm just like, all right, where do you want to go? Like, what's popping?
Okay, this is Ryan.
My brother.
Yeah. Yes.
So where do you want to go? What's popping? He's just like, yo, like, honestly, I'm looking to buy a new car. I'm just like, oh, shit, like a new car. And I, this is the same time I had my G35.
I hear Ryan's voice.
Yeah. I have my G35. Ryan has had his G35.
Right.
So we're G35 boys.
Ooh. Yeah, already. Let's get a few. Birdman.
This guy had neon lights on his car.
Yeah.
But when you, I was
is
like,
this Tokyo?
What did you? Ordering shit online at the time, bro, was so like just out of this world. It didn't even make sense. But this nigga just said, yo,
figured it out.
Yeah, he got it. And this, under his car was glowing blue and red.
Holy.
The G35 was so incredibly fast that my dad was like, yo, like, he didn't want me getting it. He's just like, yo, you got to understand this car's fast, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Right. Ryan put a fucking chip in it. My dad was so mad. A chip to add a speed.
Oh, okay. Like a turbo.
It just unlocked. Like, what the car can really do.
Oh.
So, like, Infiniti says, yo, this car, they program it, this car cannot go above this.
Yeah.
And then the chip says, what program?
It's exactly what the chip did.
Delete, nigga.
Shit. My dad comes home furious.
Oh, fuck.
This fucking guy is Ryan, man. He's just, where are you going so fast? So
I'm like, dad, I'm on a project to work.
Like an Italian nigga.
Yeah, where are you going? It was a question I really wanted to know, but at the same time, he showed me the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, gotta move.
It worked.
This nigga was just always doing shit to his G35. Yeah. He was always doing shit to his cars. He always had new plans. He hits me up. He's like, yo, what are you saying? I want to go buy this new car. Can you give me a ride?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. Where is it? It was all the way in Scarborough. So mm-hmm. we're deep. He said, then he drops a fucking
on the way there.
No. He drops on the way there, he drops the bar of just, you know, soon link. Just don't tell dad.
I'm like, oh my god.
Fuck. I'm fucked.
So what are you about to say?
I'm fucked.
Man,
when you're older, bro.
Sworn in right there, yeah.
Yo, don't show dad. That's all I needed to hear.
Wait, what are we getting into?
Guys, buying a Mustang was a lot cheaper, so he's going to flip his whip, save some bread. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
I parked the car, and where the guy's driveway was, where we were buying it, we went straight to his house, and his driveway was just so long to the point where that was the only thing that caught my attention when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up. Ryan sees a car. He gets a little excited. Oh, fuck, it's right there. I'm like, okay. I pull up. I park.
Crowd out the cars. You're still driving.
Doors open. Oh, yeah, your seatbelt's on. He gets out of the car. So I just park right there. Kind of like right in front of the driveway, but not like across the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driveway's mad long. It's the only thing I noticed. Wherever my hands are in my pocket. I'm just, you know what I mean? It's a don't tell dad thing. So I'd just rather not know nothing. I'd rather just know, like, I took you somewhere. I don't know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in the car, they start talking or whatever, and he's just like, yeah, all right, let's just take this for a spin. The guy's like, all right, I'm gonna back this out. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. We're sitting there talking around. I'm like, yo, like, how do you like the car? Sick car, you like it? Cool. That's all that matters. You're happy? Cool. It's like, yeah, like, it's gonna be sick, it's stick. I'm like, yeah, sick. Wheels are shiny. Starts backing up.
At least the wheels are shiny.
Yeah, starts backing along this long ass driveway.
Bro.
Me and Ryan are in the grass, just hands in the pocket, just watching it and just going by. You know when a car like makes a fast sound, it's like reverses.
Oh,
like,
damn!
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't reach that. It shouldn't ever get there. You're backing up too fast.
But this nigga's trying to show off because he's trying to sell the car, trying to show it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you don't have to do this. Man. So he's backing up, and halfway out the driveway, I'm just like to Ryan, like, yo, you think he knows my car's there? And Ryan's just like, yeah, you're good. I'm like, yo, Ryan, I don't know. He's kind of going pretty fast. I don't think he sees it. He's not cutting the wheel yet.
No.
Yo, you're good, man. Trust me. Boom.
Oh.
My car, literally, he pins my car up. It's lifting up.
I didn't know that. I wasn't there that day.
Bro, my car was up.
No way.
And I just heard a crunch, and I heard the Mustang, like, he revs it, and again, still trying to show off, revs it, and then, like, charges back into the driveway. And I was just there, like, fuck, I didn't want to come here. And then Ryan, just out of nowhere, just this is what blew my mind the most. When'd you park it there?
I'm like, no.
No,
don't take, hold on. You're not going to blame the guy that drove you Fucking 3 hours of Scarborough.
No. I just saw my whip lift up. Someone draped up my whip like this. I'm standing there in the grass, my hands in my pocket. I'm like, bro, no way.
You had a kilometer of driveway to tell that there's a car behind.
Bro, the driveway was so fucking long. It was so long. And first, when I first pulled up, that was the first thing. I'm like, oh, that's a long driveway.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Straight into the whip.
Bro, that's... Bro, what are you... That's such a fucked up situation.
We bought the car. It was nice. You took it.
And what happened? It went... No. Was it a reduced price, right?
Mm-mm. The Mustang was fine. My car took the damage.
Shit, did he? Mm-hmm. He covered that?
But I had to go back to Scarborough. Then it was like...
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
It was a boys link, but I still couldn't show my dad. So, like, I don't think my dad even knew. Like, we just kind of hit it. And then, like, I had to go to Scarborough the next day. And I'm like, bro, now Jesus. I got to come up here. Then I was trying to tell him, like, bro, swing some extra loot for me. Like, I'll go get it done in Brampton. I don't want to come back out here. He's like, no, like, my boy owns a car shop out here. He'll fix it for free. I'm like, bro, I'm not with this boy
yeah,
shit. Like,
yeah, I hate the
I went
boy
there.
Shit,
his boy
bro.
Was just on some... Valkyrie, bro. I'm like, oh my god. Shit,
I remember something from that story that you didn't mention. So it was around 2012. We're shooting sketches. We just shot the sketch where Trevon was a priest. Oh. A bald priest.
Oh, fuck.
Wearing a bald cap. And he wasn't bald. So again, he was wearing a bald cap. And then he left to get the car right after the sketch. So he didn't take the bald cap off.
Oh my god.
So this guy's yelling at this guy sweating in a fucking bald cap.
Fucking heads coming off. I totally forgot about that. I was in a fucking bald cap for the priest. I think it was the Jamaican exorcist or something like that.
Man, speaking of niggas showing off in whips, y'all be playing it chill when you're in a car scared of someone who's driving?
Nah.
You don't be playing it chill?
Nah.
I like that. I can respect that a lot, actually. Nah.
Nope. Because, bro, there's no separation. You know what I mean?
This is my life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, bro, I can't. You're not going to just crash. We're all gonna crash.
I'm not gonna let you do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, be like, yo, chill. Slow down. Like, yo, where are you going? Like, what's the rush?
Yeah, bro. And it's like, just, it's the worst when you know they're showing off. I'm like, yo, I've seen you drive away and shit, and you don't do this. You don't.
Play me a sick track.
I don't need
if you want to show off.
This is not impressive, nigga. This is actually, you're losing points.
Yeah, facts.
Bro, the thing is, though, like, this again, it's that. I'm stuck in that position where it's just like, I don't really want to say something and like be that guy.
Nah, bro.
But there's been times where like, something. I'm at a light.
You're going to see it on my face. You're going to hear it.
But they're not looking at my face. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You're going to see me
all this. Some crazy shit happens. Yes. Remember when Kevin made that turn? And we're all just like, yo, like, we don't know if we should say something. He didn't make the turn yet.
The silence said it all.
So we're just like, I've driven with Kevin once.
Bro, nothing but the music playing and just cars zooming past us. And I'm just like, yo, like, I'm just trying to listen to see if he's pressing on the gas a little bit.
I should be mad
like,
at you, to be honest, because it was after a B&R shift and you sent me in Kevin's whip. Like, because you didn't want to give me a ride home.
I did.
And I'm thinking, okay, cool, because Kevin's
You guys live
close.
The same way.
Yeah. Whew. That was one of them ones. Still.
Yo, you said something that
I never said nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never said nothing.
So there's going to be certain times where you can't say anything, but there's
other
days
almost
like,
slamming to the shit?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yo, all the sweat's coming out my body right now.
Like, I was younger, though.
In one second.
But you know that your actions and you moving like scared whatever is going to panic them even more to even drive. Just
If they can't drive. There's some niggas who can drive, but they're just doing too much extra shit. Yeah. It's like, you don't need that.
The only time I do extra shit is when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'd be chilling on that.
I'm angry. I did some extra shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like I, like fucking
100 mile per hour turns,
like shit. Where I'm like, yo, like
my car should have flipped over three times. Like,
yo, you get through it, and you're like,
upside down.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Some four wheels should be in the sky.
Man. Like I'm on the highway, like yo, I'm the only one not in traffic.
You know? Shadeem does too much. Yeah. Shadeem has driven cool many times. I'm like, yo, you're a great guy. I'm already chilling with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you drove.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do this, my man.
Yeah.
There's been some
scary
times,
things.
Man,
like, and you know the people that like drive up close to the bumpers before they switch lanes?
Oh my God.
So they literally have, if the guy in front of you taps on his brake.
Yeah. It's it.
If he puts a feather on his brake,
if he decides I'm going too fast at this moment, I would like to slow down. Because I decide that sometimes. I'm driving, I'm like, well, I'm going kind of fast. Let me chill out.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, though, like.
No thing is.
No thing is.
I don't understand this reclined driving thing either. All the way in the. Bro, we're driving to the beach one time, and then Ryan, who has a 5-seater, no, he had a 4-seater at the time. And then my dad's like, oh, or someone must have asked you, how many seats do you have in your car? This guy said, oh, 3. Because the one behind me doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
As for old basketball shorts and,
and groceries.
And groceries.
McDonald's bags.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Nah, bro, what's this that, for? Like...
Yo,
bro, what are you doing?
Bro. To this day,
I can't. So I can't do a podcast. I guess this is pretty comfortable. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
I can't leave.
Well, first of all, I've only because when I was before I started driving, I always wondered like, how will I see over the steering wheel? Like, how will I?
Yo, that's a well, yeah, especially like this.
You know what I mean? So if they're all the way back here, like, bro, you're not seeing nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. For babies,
yo, that's a baby driving POV.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not a guy that gets in too many cars either. Because
I feel you.
That's the thing. I don't get into too many cars, but it's just like when I do, it's like I don't know. I feel like they know it's special because like I'm never just not driving. And sometimes when someone says like, yo, I'll just drive, I'm all right.
I'll drive. Yeah.
Especially downtown, bro. Downtown is so different.
It's a different world.
Just like,
yo, I love it though.
You like it now,
yeah,
right?
I like it now. Yeah. Once you get used to it, it's
Faitana nothing, didn't like it, and I was just like, I'm like, yo, trust me. Once you get used to it, you just keep more eyes on the road and shit. And it's just like you have to be aware. But like driving fast and
nigga,
like,
if you don't know how to switch lanes, you'll learn.
You got to get it, bro. Like I have a couple of friends like that don't like driving. Oh, only driving downtown, bro. You're never gonna like it till you do it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might fucking hate it after still, but
yeah. But at least you'll be able to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love whipping it down here, yo. I love getting around shit that people are like, it's like a long line of cars in front of me, and I love just getting
you
around.
You see
that
hero?
Dumbass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get pulled over after. Dumbass nigga.
Yeah. I've never been pulled over, actually, though.
Ever downtown?
Ever in life.
That's an accomplishment. I think I got pulled over.
I got pulled over a couple times.
Twice.
Never been pulled over. Almost did today, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, you're telling me? Really?
Bro, yeah. I drove past, like, I was... coming off the highway, I drove past like all these feds on bikes, man. This nigga put me on their mind. So I drove past them. Obviously, I put my phone down when I drove past them, right? But I drove past them and I was at the light, and I took my phone out. I was just changing the song. One of them rode past me. I seen the one. I put the phone down quick, but before I could put the phone down, another one seen me. Bro, my boy said he stopped the bike. He, you know what I'm saying, went on his legs.
Not the legs.
Put the window down. Do you want to get a ticket? I'm like, fuck. I'm like, no. He's like, how dumb can you be? You just drove past police officer. I felt dumb as fuck. He's like. Then he just rolled away after that. But
man, fuck that, bro. Yeah. I be getting past a lot of y'all dumbass niggas. So who's dumber? Bro. Most of the time this shit works.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? So
how fucking scary is it to have like to pass a cop and then just drive thinking like, yo,
I'm good.
Did that nigga see me?
Oh.
Did that nigga?
That's when you just like all manners, like posture straight.
Yeah.
And then he has a U-turn.
I done been in the whip when the U-turn happens. Yeah, that sucks.
Oh man, yeah.
The UE is the worst, bro.
Man, when a cop buses a UE, it's just scary. It's just like, yo, where you going?
Yeah,
man,
for what?
Where you going with that? What made you make that?
But then
U-turn,
I done been in the whip when they bust a UE and they run my shit and I'm all legit. Bitch.
Yeah. Do another UE.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
My shit's legit. It expires tomorrow, nigga.
Yo, some days they be catching you when the sticker expires and it's just like, yo, fuck. Yeah. Like tomorrow. You just ask people, oh, is that what?
July is fucked.
Oh my God, no. It's 2020. Fuck, okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, I'll get it to tomorrow. It's like, all right, tomorrow, the same nigga catches you and shit.
In case you didn't know, though, you don't have to renew your stickers right now. All that shit.
Yeah.
Until further notice, is
because of the Miss Rona.
Yeah, because of Rona and everything. You don't have to renew nothing. No health card. No license mm-hmm. plate. No sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Silver lining shit.
Silver lining shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That shit is such a fucking. What am I updating? What am I?
It's expensive.
It's
too,
me.
Bro.
It's me. It's the same.
Bro,
guy.
It's the same card. Why? Yeah. Why?
You're literally charging the same card every year, nigga.
Yeah. Literally, bro. It's like a bill something, bro.
Keep me on file, man. I don't want to keep fucking coming out my crib to go line up. And I'm pretty sure you guys know we have something here called Service Ontario, and that's where we go there.
It's the DMV.
DMV, yeah. That's what they call it?
Well, no, I mean, that's what their shit is.
In America.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah, well, all right. So that's what I'm talking about, right? Service Ontario here is just like, it's just boring. It's just old people coughing and shit. Hot. Is it not old niggas coughing?
There's a lot of coughs from
them
old niggas
always be getting the license revoked this shit because they just be
coughing too much.
Oh my God, man. Like
coughing license on deck.
I feel like when you hit a certain age, you should have to like constantly do like driver's tests.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know what I'm saying?
That too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, bro, there's just some people on the road that should not be on the road.
Yeah. But bro, it's just like, you go in there, and I remember we were talking about this when I'm like, yo, I went to go get my license, but I went far out. So instead of going to Brampton, I went to like Pass Orange. I went like fucking, bro, it was the last day I had to get it. I just slipped.
Yeah,
it just went right by. And I was probably like.
It's because you had a car. That's why.
Yeah.
Yo.
Probably like 2 hours.
Yo, that's real. That's what happened to me too.
Yeah, that's because you have a car.
I felt privileged.
I'm like, bro, I have it.
I'm living.
What the fuck am I up there for what?
Mm-hmm.
I drove about like 2 hours to go get my license and like do this test. And I remember I got there and then they were just like, oh, if you fail this, because it was the last day, it's like, if you fail this.
Taking your whip.
You have to find another way home.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, bro. Who are you?
You guys are not going to take it from me. I just get out the car.
And I just leave the keys here and just like go, bro, my whip is coming home.
Regardless of what happens during this test.
Yeah.
Me getting a ticket got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. I'll process the news you give me at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to get home first. I passed the test, man. Flying colors, man.
Put that. I remember like before I got my license and shit, people would be like, oh, you're going to hate it. Like, I still fuck with it.
Driving,
still man.
Not that many people has bothered me to go places anymore, though. You know, before it was like more, yo, take me here, take me there. It's like duties as a driver.
Right. Okay, true.
Now it's just all you.
It's me. It's wherever I want to go. I always love driving, but it's just like when I'm like my own time. Like when Tisha want to go somewhere, I'm just like, fuck. Like I'm in the mood. Like you know what I'm saying.
I'm dropping off to whack shit, whack ass movies, and whack ass. Where you gonna go to mom buy a whack ass baby shirt?
Pick you up. It's a whack ass pickup.
Yeah,
you know and your whack ass friends, nigga.
Oh my god, picking up Tisha's whack ass friends was just so
you play
like
your whack ass music.
Oh my god, then you complain about my music and then your whack ass friends. What song is this? You don't know nothing about this gangsta shit.
You don't
know about this
loaded baked potato is.
No clue what a loaded baked potato is, man. They be in the back listening to fucking Kerry Washington, nigga. You don't listen to that, man. There's some beef going on in the city with food places.
Oh, really?
I found this one joint, right? I'm always just, you know what I'm saying, looking for new places to go to and eat at or whatever. It's, you know what I mean? You get tired of eating the same shit, man.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
I just want to do it.
And when
I'm bored. All right, let's
I'm eat. Very hungry right now. I'll say that.
But when you find that lick and like you find that spot of just like, again, you taste some shit and me, the first thing that comes up in mind is like, yo, okay, who can I show this to? Who's going to enjoy this as much as me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Burgers, all my niggas like burgers. I'm just like, yo, you
especially
know what I mean?
You find a low-key spot, it's like, you want to whisper? It's like, yo, how many people come here?
Do anyone? What you guys? You guys just opened? How long are you here? So I found a spot, and I found two spots, right? Yeah. I didn't even want to say their names, but I found one spot as a smash burger joint. Found it probably last summer, and then I found another one.
Man.
That's like a pop up.
Man.
So fucking naughty.
Really?
So naughty. Are we going there after?
Okay.
Are we going there? I heard your stomach complaints.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So, you could slap me in my face. Give me that burger right after.
Fine.
I see past the slap.
Yo, Shells, I promise you. Okay, first off, this okay. The, oh both gosh. Spots delicious. Both spots delicious. I'm pretty sure I brought you to the other one, but if you don't remember, we'll go there.
Starts with the R.
The other one. No, no, not that one. That one. Okay. That one. Rudy's is good too. Shout out Rudy's. Okay. Shout out Rudy's, man. Rudy. Yo, and this is the thing, man. This is the thing. I'm not gonna take forever to get into this, but like, yo, you gotta support your local, especially in this time. You gotta support local restaurants. You gotta support local families and and everyone that's, you know what I mean, owning their business, because it's a lot to do. It's a lot of
First off, rent.
Yeah, rent. Rent is a. This First is a lot foremost. Of things holding a lot of people back from doing things. There's some people holding back from starting a fucking IG account of doing something to.
A free IG account.
You know what I'm saying? So someone put in like. Taking that step and taking that risk to like try and run a business and shit. When you see good food, support it. You know what I'm saying?
And this kid's at home saying, "Daddy, how's business?" And you gotta lie to your kid.
Yeah.
And say it's all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then that kid has to go sell shit on Kijiji. And you see how this works now? Then that kid's in a ball cap getting his car crashes. You see where I'm going with this.
It's a circle of life.
Man.
I'm trying to show y'all, nigga, man.
So I it's important to support your businesses, especially if you like them, unless they ain't finished with the spot yet. You do
know what I'm saying?
You know how many slime bag people fucking message me saying like, yo, just expose the spot. I won't tell anyone.
Yo, yeah.
That's the slimiest.
Anyways.
You're trying to make me go against my own word. Yeah. But anyways, man, let's
I ain't
go.
Done with it. Anyways, I went to both burger spots. They're both nice. Mm-hmm. I talked to one because I mentioned them on a story. It was fire. I mentioned them. Then I went to this next one a year later or whatever. It's not too long ago now during quarantine. They popped up. New spot. They're kind of like partnering with a thing. They're called Happy Burger, right? Shout out Happy Burger. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, I'll be happy as fuck in that bitch. Just happy. I placed the order happy.
Stupid. I remember I saw the IG page once and then they're just on the eats. So I'm just like, oh, it's going down.
Mm-hmm,
it's going down. Sheldon, Sebastian.
These waffle fries.
Gotta exhale, you know?
I want to stand up and do a fucking backflip right now.
I'm
not sure if I'll stick it, so I'm going to pass on that. But I'm fighting
Cajun?
It right now.
Oh, man. Cajun French fries.
Cajun anything, Samuel.
Cajun anything.
Yeah. Cajun anything.
Mm-hmm. Bro, the chicken burger is ridiculous. The beef burger is ridiculous.
Whew.
The bun, you got it. Yo, a burger is important, man, and you got to use the right toppings. That bun is so soft. The burger is fucking phenomenal. The chicken burger is crazy. I posted it on my story. Where I'm going with this whole thing is...
Getting me one.
The next brand, the next company saw me post Happy Burger. These motherfuckers sent me an eye rolling emoji. And I'm just like, yo.
Who was it? You really don't want to expose the place?
It was Cabanos. Cabanos is good too, though.
I haven't been there.
I'm pretty sure I brought you there because I went there like 3-4 times.
How you spell the shit for us?
Cabanos. It's Cabanos Burgers. But they sent me a fucking eye rolling emoji. And I'm like, bro, what's up with y'all niggas? Like, you know what's love over there? Like,
nigga, I hate all the week. Suck a shit, man.
That's some whole shit right there, Cabanos.
The hate of the week going, you know what I'm saying? They gon' hate when they see you support somebody else. It's not them, nigga.
And there ain't nothing to it. Worry about your burger.
Stand by your product and just know that, yo, you know what I'm saying? My shit good and that's it. End of story. Yo. That's it. Speaking of eats, you know, sometimes you get on the Uber Eats. And you know,
speaking of Uber Eats,
you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes the shit gets dropped off in the car. You know what I'm saying? Man. Sometimes on the bike. And obviously the bike is more environmentally friendly. You know what I'm saying? You want to do your part and save the earth.
I know where this
You know what I'm saying? But I want my sandwich to be hot.
Yeah.
I didn't click that box. When it said, do you want your food to be as hot as possible? Or soggy and old? I would not click the soggy and old button. 10 times out of 10, I will not click that button.
Bro.
Unless this nigga, because yo, I be seeing these guys goofing off in the streets. I be driving, minding my own business, and I see somebody else on a delivering food to someone else, and then you're not standing up on your bike hauling ass, my nigga. Bro, this is like, yo, this is.
You're out for a fucking Sunday stroll, nigga.
What's up with that?
Look. Why are you walking?
Then it goes even further.
Why are you walking?
They introduced the walking feature. I'm like, no. Or else I should have just fucking went and got it.
I'll get it.
I want it fast. That's why I called you guys.
Bro, if you want it, okay.
Can you not decide? You don't want it?
No, Sheldon.
It just says, okay.
No, you cannot.
You know what? A guy is coming and his name is Aaron and he's walking.
And then,
and he has one leg and a fucking wheel.
But before he even gets to you, he's making a stop.
Why? Oh, picking up someone else's. Okay.
Dropping off someone else's order before getting to my crib.
My name says Jermaine. It doesn't say someone else, my nigga.
Let me tell you something, though. The first time I ordered Happy Burger, it was that case. This nigga dropped something else off before it came here. The shit was still that good. I don't know how. My fry box was soggy and wet.
Wow.
The fries?
Crunchy and Cajun.
Fuck, bro.
Bro, if you're on a bite, you got 5 minutes. Hurry up. Let's get it.
You know what?
I want a hot fucking burger right now.
Yes.
Yo, you ever whip your bike so fast?
Yes.
You're just like, you're like on the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
You're off the seat on the handlebars. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I need.
You might as well have a unicycle, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take off your seat. They put it in your backpack. You don't need it. Nigga, hurry up. Let's get it.
Don't worry about those guys.
When I see those guys hustling, I'm like, oh
yeah,
out the way.
Oh my God.
I see this guy, bro. You have to be dripping sweat by the time you get to my door.
I put in the order. Some guy picks up my order. It says he's on a bike. I'm like, oh, fucking great. So far. So, 20 minutes. I'm like, bro, that was longer than the whole fucking
bro,
wait
where's
time.
The why button? Where's bro, the, why are you on a bike?
Why am I doing this?
Yo, he's bring my shit back.
Yo, put it in a car.
In a car, please.
I was so fucking cheese, bro, because he was far and I just knew. I'm like, all right, I preheated my oven. I'm pretty sure. I'm like, this guy's like going to take forever.
Don't even pull up.
And this guy, okay, whatever. So shit goes on. He says he's picking up my order. He picks my order. I'm just fucking upset. I just lock my phone and just throw it down.
Whew.
I kid you not.
Oh,
that
no.
Nigga got to my crib in 5 minutes. I'm like, this nigga wasn't on no bike.
I think he had it on his profile.
Oh, hold on. It gets crazier. Said he was on a bike. One, the nigga was not on a bike. Two, it wasn't even the nigga.
Okay.
Did I question anything?
Sorry, do you have my food?
My food, that's my
hot.
I'm gonna fuck what you're doing.
So good.
Thank you for taking the sandwich away from this.
Thank you.
So, do you think that there are different cuts depending on, like, you get paid more if you're on the bike or something like that? So niggas flexing their accounts as, like, bike accounts, but they're really in whips to get more money or something?
Maybe.
Is that a conspiracy, maybe?
Maybe. Because
why would you, unless that day you just decided
because
to,
I guess it's be more work, right? On a bike.
There's days they've pulled up in a whip. I'm like, there's no way a bike is going this fast. Mm-hmm. There's no way a bike is going this fast. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're on the little moped, sometimes they're on the energy bikes or whatever.
Yeah.
But this nigga, and he wasn't even matching. And I'm like, bro, who are you?
This can't even be your mom or something, nigga, because you're black and your girl is Asian in the thing.
Who are you? Enjoy the meal. Fuck it.
That's all I gotta worry about.
Whatever.
I could respect that.
I do some crazy things on Uber to just complain about everything. And sometimes I write on the notes, like telling my delivery guy, yo, ask for a sweet and sour sauce. Like, yo, if you do that, that's what gets you the tip in my books. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta put it out there sometimes. Like, yo, you don't have to. Like, it's not a requirement, but like,
you probably get a tip that way
and some respect points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be driving. I'm like, okay, it's a lot of work. And then,
I do it anyways. So,
I'm not going to get into it.
But bro, not when you ordered a pizza and then this guy's on a bike still.
But
I know you're not biking like this.
No, I got
the pizza should be stored flat.
Got the thing on the back. No, the back.
Yeah, and like, I remember I ordered a pizza in Australia off Uber Eats. And then...
Don't tell me it's flat.
This guy Bro, this guy takes on my fucking pizza like a book. Out his back. I'm like, yo, why is my pizza sideways,
oh
nigga?
Oh my God. Yeah, you told me.
You ordered a fucking book?
She was like,
this. I'm like, oh, this guy is serving me an encyclopedia real quick? Oh, it's my pizza.
Oh my
yo,
God.
Yo, pizza though?
Who?
Delicious.
Who?
My pizza was delicious.
Pizza you got. Ooh, oh, yeah.
This is some tandoori situation. Oh man.
Yeah, we gotta move off this because I'm really.
Yeah, sorry. Bro, I can talk about the food, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Man, is it just me or y'all niggas be taking 7 days to respond to some shit sometimes?
I fucking, yo, I'm just gonna shut up. I have literally three texts in my text right now that I said, yo, I apologize to J Scale. He hit me up about like 3 days ago saying like, yo, can you send this? And I didn't respond. Then he said, yo, I'm coming to your crib now. I'm like, bro, I didn't even see this shit. Like, sorry, I just left it. It's just been crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for a while. And I just...
But sometimes I do see it and shit is not crazy. It just takes 7 days. Just, I don't know what to tell you.
It's just right now is a bad time for me to receive this text. And I just forget to receive it later.
And I don't really forget because I remember and it's like on my mind. It's just, I don't feel like doing it. Like, is that bad? Is that like, could we, because.
Honestly, I think.
Because it was normal for back then to like, I don't feel like coming to my door because like, look, you know, we don't have phones. You come to my house. I don't feel like talking to you. I stay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You have your space.
I don't, I think there is a pressure that we've created surrounding text messages.
I want to undo
that. It's like,
that.
Look, if you send me a text message, I'm not responsible or I'm not obligated to respond to the text. I'm just not.
Because then you're holding me hostage. Wait, you send me a message whenever you want, and then you expect me to drop whatever I'm doing
in that
whenever
moment.
You want to respond to you. Nope. And you have a fucking typo. I didn't know you're asking me right now.
Yeah.
No, and they're going to send a question mark. Like, I meant you to send me the question marks, nigga, because I don't know what the fuck that means.
I used to feel bad when I don't respond to people like in a timely manner.
I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I signed up.
If you get mad, I'm literally just going to say, look, I was doing shit.
Yeah. Manage your expectations.
Yeah.
There's literally,
and then niggas get mad at me, and I say, like, I was doing the most important shit, and now you feel dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. I didn't even gotta say what I was doing. I'm just, here's the response. Mm-hmm. It's here now.
But I don't know.
If you get mad at me, that's a guarantee that it'll take another 7 days.
Yeah.
What makes people think that way of like, yo, you gotta respond right now?
Because there's instant gratification with everything you do.
Mm. I'll throw myself in that and say, like, I guess it's me and how I've acted up to that point. Like, I've instantly, you know, I've kind of set up a narrative and an expectation that I respond fast. Mm-hmm. But still, no.
Yeah. You know? But I feel like I hold that to, like, certain people. Like, Julian, like, I pressed Julian a couple times before. I'm like, bro, like, you seen my fucking...
Yeah.
You seen my text. Like,
it's funny, respond. I got a text from Julian today like that.
What, same response as text?
Bro, nah, he was like, what did he say? Where is it? He's like, I didn't even see this.
Yo, he be missing it.
And I texted him Monday, May 18th.
Bro, yo, I didn't see this.
It gets like that.
I forgot I sent that shit.
Yeah, man. I forgot. Yeah. You literally don't have to see it, bro. Like, I forgot I sent it. So.
Nah, it gets like that. But, yo, you know, at the end of the day, like, yo, we have some serious problems, man, that we don't see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and it just be like, because, yeah, I honestly have like 60 texts unread.
Is that a problem? Or what? You're texting me too much, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just in my zone.
Maybe you're texting me way too
much. Try DM me or something. You know, something where it's, you know, you don't expect someone to respond to a DM right away. Mm. You know what I mean? So try DMing me.
Oh, DMs, man. Fuck. You're 3 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3 years, maybe. Bro.
Yeah.
When you have like a lot of them, it's like.
And if you're DMing me, like, choose your first five words
carefully
because I see the preview.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a favor.
Yeah.
4 years.
Oh, man.
4 years. Hey, can you do...
Oh, it's always when you have a favor, bro. It. And it's just like, yo.
Didn't see it.
Man.
Start off with a compliment. Boom, I open it. Yeah. You catch me. Oh, shit.
I be fucking niggas up, though. I like double send. I like... When I know, like, I'll send a DM what I want, and then I'll literally send, like, a period. So all you see is a period for the preview.
Mm-hmm. That's a clever tactic.
I had a conversation going on, and I was listening to some like old school music, and I was just like, yo, okay, down the line, let's just say 40 years, 50 years, however long you want to say, you have kids, you're with wifey, you're in the living room, you own that house, everything's beautiful in life.
Mm-hmm. Fucking right, we own that shit. Yeah.
It's a Friday night. You just having wine. You just finished cooking dinner. Your kids are up. Everything is good.
Oh, they're awake still?
They're about to go to sleep though.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You and wifey there, and you guys are in the living room, and you want to put on some music to kind of show the kids that like what you used to listen to here.
Okay.
So what are maybe like three or just a couple songs that come to your mind that will forever be timeless or that just sound timeless to you like right now? I can give you some because I have some on the top because I know it's a question you may want to think about.
I mean, I got one.
What's one that comes to mind that you heard and you're just like, yo, it just sounds like it'll never go away?
Oh, fuck. I mean, it's a deep cut, so like most people don't know it, but probably NERD provider.
That's a deep one.
Incredible.
Yeah. What's something more like this time? Like 2018-ish. 2015, 2016.
When did Wu-Tang Forever come out?
Yeah, that's like 2016, right?
Spun.
Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, by Drake. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, fuck.
2016, 2015, I was saying.
Okay.
Something like that. 13.
Yeah.
Like Redbone, Childish Gambino was in there for me.
Oh, yeah.
Feel No Ways, Bond Views with Drake. That song's just, it's just so like California. Like I'm, like, I'm free. Like,
I feel Miami when I hear that for some reason.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm on a Maui highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a Miami highway.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been listening to the Bryson Tiller album a lot. Trap Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Exchange is crazy.
Yo, there's some good love songs on there.
I'll play Exchange.
Yeah. I feel like Daniel Caesar's music is going to really, really age well.
Get You is still like incredible, bro.
That's
Everybody wants to close their eyes and sing the fucking The Who part.
Yeah.
Is it Guyvan or Given? Givion?
I think it's Givion.
Givion, right?
You never know nowadays.
I never heard his music yet, but I heard good things about him.
His bro, you know those words, like, those words and names that you always see printed out, but you've never exactly...
Yeah.
You never had to say it ever.
Yeah.
When it comes to the time where you're trying to, like, you're telling the stories like that guy, you know. Javion.
Yeah.
Javion.
Javion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone said DVSN to me today, actually.
DVSN.
I've heard it all.
But it's Division.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, even as 4IE shit, niggas, free?
Free.
I'm like, bro, am I very advanced or is it, I just choose the hardest fucking name ever? Is it Fourier?
Fourier.
I see an abbreviation when I see it.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Because part of the reason we shortened it down was because. We had 4YAL ENT, 4YAL Entertainment, but even when it's 4YAL ENT, it was like, For Yaland? The East Capital is a separate, it's a new word, nigga.
Oh my God,
But shout out to them, because that's what made us like change the name and kind of like rebrand and
still don't know
do all that. They still don't free know what
syllable.
Now it's fuck you,
okay.
Now it's fuck off. Was,
yeah, I did my part.
But,
I had
a couple songs. I was like, yo, this song kind of sticks, and I want to know what y'all's is in the comments. So drop down below.
Yeah.
Just some timeless records that maybe dropped around our time, or it could be a little older, whatever. Just timeless to you that you could listen to in the future, years from now, and say like, "Yo, fuck, remembering this drop."
It's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting when I, you know, because even now, like my little sister, she just turned 18, and she's like, I think she's going through her old school phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's listening to like a lot of old school R&B. Like this morning, I heard her listening to fucking Lloyd. She's 5'2".
Man, it's crazy that you said that's awesome.
And it's just like, yeah, I know, but like
that just came out for me.
Yeah.
It just dropped.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's crazy, like, you know, just when we get older, like, what's
going to be considered? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I mean, I think it's different. It's just going to be different. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a sound that you can like categorize as like, oh, this is like a classic sound. It's just what it was at the time.
Oh my God.
How it impacted us. And yeah.
Yeah, I always thought like older music, like, you know, like 90s music has a feel for you.
Yeah.
I always thought that, oh, eventually as time goes on, like 2000s music will start to feel like 90s. So,
but does it?
It's just a different, you know.
So that's what the whole conversation came from.
Okay.
Because I was talking about a certain record and I was just like, yo, when I hear this, like, I hear like a lot, like I hear a time. You
feels
know what
like
I mean?
The past, but it like in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel like this nigga is singing with a crazy mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Just that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, that's what
you
okay.
feel me?
Yeah.
So I was just like thinking, I'm just like, yo, like what records are like just sound crazy to me that sound like really, really nuts? And I was talking to Jermaine and Tommy about it. And we started going through Trilogy and What You Need. What You Need, Trilogy, like I even said this, the Weeknd never had to do anything else for me after Trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the job was done. You could retire and I'd be like, yep.
Weeknd, you could, that album is just so much
fire.
Like,
it is.
Pain is so much, it's great storytelling again, but like What You Need and Gone and Rolling Stone, they're all songs where it's like, yo, you play this, you're listening to like.
I think The Weeknd will be in that category, yeah.
For sure.
For sure. You're going to feel
it. Bro, something so special about just hearing the first project of somebody, like first few maybe, but particularly the first one, that's when it's just most raw.
Mm-hmm.
They're still probably, they made that shit while they're still living in what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, that, shout, like the trilogy, man.
Shout out to The Weeknd, shout out XO, man, for all the amazing accomplishments, because they really came from Queen Street. Is it really talking about some shit that, you know what I mean, that they were just seeing as young cats, and to see someone take something so small and rebrand into something catastrophic,
yeah,
and you know what I mean,
that word.
Let's use that, you know what I'm
that's
saying, like,
but I was saying, when you imagine like playing like Lil Wayne for like your kid, you're not ready,
bro. You better bump your head,
yeah,
because
man,
girls get out of my car. We're not going where you think we're going.
To my house.
Man.
Don't be going back home, bro.
Got McDonald's money, nigga, for real. I mean that.
Yo, it's yeah. like, it's really, not to get deep and shit, but like, it's really weird how, I guess you could see the pattern in things of like what you could do to kind of sustain a career or build a career. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's like speaking truth. When someone's not being truthful and leading with that and like really talking about a life they live or whatever, it's like they always end up over there and like not even talked about anymore. But someone that's like coming up, rapping that life of like, I did this, I did that. And that's where they can change it up to say, I'm not living this life anymore, but I'm really living this life.
Yeah.
But I have old problems for my life. And it's relatable and it collects, connects with people. Like, like Nipsey's music connects to a lot of people and whatever situation you're going through. But Lil Wayne was just someone that we could all connect with for some reason. Like the shit that he was rapping about, 50 Cent, like he had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really, really crazy to see like all the people that I really respect now look back and they're still like, they live that life. The Game will forever be The Game. You can't say nothing bad about The Game because I was that, I was that nigga, you know what I'm saying? But it's weird. It's weird when you lead with truth, you know?
Bro, it's just endless though that you could, if it's truth, all you got to do is talk about reality. That's it.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on right now and you have this endless
literally
fucking, like you have a bank of shit to talk about. And people, it's just, you take from your life.
People will receive it too. Like I got a DM the other day and I think it said some shit like, oh, you know, like I feel like you're just really being real. And I'm just like, fuck, like.
Bro, it's and you're so not doing
it.
Imagine like, trying to think of a story. Like, okay, what is okay? How do people view me? Okay, that, I gotta rap according to that.
And then trying to remember. If I say that,
does that
said,
sound too? And then, oh fuck, is it? Do I have two cars or one car?
What did I tell this nigga? How many shoes I have? Do you know I have some shoes?
Bro, just adds that level of just like, you know, like when you look at Drake, like he's talking about. He starts off talking about exactly what I was saying before, like what Hugh's already living.
Yeah,
and then he has new experiences, and he could talk to that from the. Perspective of someone who didn't have it all, you know what I'm saying? And then as change, you know, as time changes, he's just like, he's just drawing from truth. That's it. So then drawing from the truth in his life, and then
beautiful,
you know, it's effortless.
It's crazy, man. Yo, I mean, you know, for young kids, it's just so easy for things to stick. And I feel like that's why we talk about it a lot on this podcast, because it's easy for things to stick into and build more into like a personality or like who you are. And it's just because I know. Grown ass niggas are just liars, and I'm just like, oh my, this nigga, and it's like, bro, like, why are you, like, yeah, like, why are you doing all this?
It's crazy, bro.
Like, yo, this sometimes like the lines rhyme sick. They rhyme sick,
sick.
But for some, like the lines that like come from truth, like I feel like they stick with you longer and actually mean something. I remember one random line that just came back to me. It was remember on Absol's project how he's talking about how his parents went to work and then they'd see him sleeping. They're like, oh, this guy's a bum. And then like, they little do they know, nigga, I was up all night fucking going ham. And that was literally what we were going through at the time.
Bro.
I'm like, my dad wants me to go to school. He wants both of us in school. Bad, bad, bad. And then he comes downstairs on his way out to work and then like, we're a kid.
Yeah.
Sleeping. And it looks like, oh, these guys are just like.
Being bums. Yeah.
He's a bum ass nigga. Like, bro, I just went to bed 5 minutes ago.
That's nuts. Man.
It stuck that with us. Remember you said stuck. That? I'm like, yo, Absol. Dad, look at this guy, Absol.
I know. It just reminds, when you speak your truth, you don't know how many other people you're connecting with to say like, yo, they're going through something different. And it connect. Because we connected, Absol doesn't, I don't even know Absol in real life. But I connected with him and he pushed, that shit just made me say, all right, bet, we're not alone. Let's just keep doing this because he's in a good place. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's crazy, man. But that, yo, we got talking a lot of bullshit, dude, past couple of days. And just kind of analyzing life and shit. And yo, man, this being you and continue to be you, especially if you're trying to do some things like,
bro, it's free to be. It's free.
It's you, bro.
No extra energy to be what you are.
I think what it is like people try to, especially when you're like trying to be like maybe like a public figure. You try to like you want everybody to like you, and it's just like.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, bro.
It's not going to happen.
The people that are going to fuck with you are the people that are like you and into what you're into. And so you just got to do that shit. So it's like.
There's an audience for everything.
Nobody has
my nigga
every
Trey
fan,
Mo
bro.
Said, you ask 5 of your guys, you ask 5 of your people, yo, do you watch midget porn? And they're all probably going to say no. But then you go on midget porn, these midget porn videos,
millions of views.
Nigga, someone's watching it. There's an audience for midget porn.
That's a goodness.
That's what the fuck the thing is called on the site, nigga. This is what I got here, and that's what it's called.
Yeah.
it's literally a section. Not that I, okay.
Whatever.
You move on.
Bro, like, yo, the point is, man, like, especially when you're trying to please someone and like, maybe they don't like you and shit, like, sometimes it'd be for their own reason.
They'll probably never like you, bro.
Man, you know,
man, like,
Speaking of truth, remember that episode of Recess where TJ was trying to figure out why this kid didn't like him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
TJ's
yeah,
a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a lovable guy. He yeah, just couldn't figure, yo, why don't you fuck why? With me? Why
yeah,
you
what did I do?
You? He had to eat that. He's like, I don't know. Just don't like you, nigga.
Just don't like you.
You gotta hold it. That. You gotta hold that.
That's a fact.
I can't remember how it ended, though.
Yeah, he still didn't rock with him, but yeah, TJ yeah, just ate that. TJ he was okay with that. It. Like,
fuck, okay. Shout yeah, my man TJ.
That's a lesson, yeah, man.
That's a really yo, good lesson right there.
Yo, man. It's yo, it's
I just don't.
But it's yo, it's so when you grow up, man, and when you start like realizing shit and you go through real life shit, you start to see like, yo, why is all this shit like from my childhood and all this like so true? Like, why is all the cliche shit true? Why is all this shit like, and you don't want to believe it because you're just like, ah, like, ah, ah, but it's like, yeah, that shit just takes you so much like, further in life. It, mentally, like, everything, bro. You know what I mean? Like all around.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten mm-hmm, to a point where I've started to understand like a lot of the things my family said, like when I was growing up. Still, you know, obviously mm-hmm, some of it was bullshit if you mm-hmm, ask me, but I start to see like, cause a lot of the shit that they were saying, it happened. I lived mm-hmm, through it, and I'm like, fuck. Now I just realize like I'm gonna sound just like a lot of my family when I have kids.
I'm gonna say it different though, cause you yeah, guys keep saying yeah, yeah, you yeah, guys yeah, are yeah, using yeah, the same yeah, words, nigga. It's yeah, no yeah, wonder I'm tired of hearing that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe yeah, it no more. Like
emphasize like, yo, if you believe in yourself, go for it. Really bro, fucking yeah, like.
We're gonna fucking push do that, it,
bro. It's so like,
yeah, I feel that.
It's so yo, okay, again, we just talking about a lot of shit, so I feel like there's a lot of things I'll try to unpack here, but like mm-hmm, there's so it's so hard to the idea of raising a kid is just like, who's raising this kid? What did that person go through? Are they in the right mind to raise it? Sometimes our people are just forced into that. Like my dad had us like whatever when he was like young. He was like 25 when he had me. So it's just like, what do you really know at 25? Like, yeah, what do I know at 25 to like raise people and like oh, dealing with life stress to like mm-hmm, do all this? So his rules of like, yo, you got to go to school. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I was like, bro, it's a whole new time though. Mm-hmm. Even a year from now, it's going to be a whole new time where something's shifting. It's just you. It's up to you to figure out what's shifting. Next. But that whole thing of just like people raising you and saying like, yo, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then like causing that kid to stress and say, oh, it's this or nothing, or I'm going to be a bum and da da da. It's like,
but you don't even realize where these ideas come from. Like, bro, this could be an outdated idea from your grandpa that doesn't know anything.
One thing.
He comes from a totally different time.
Bro, yeah, and that's the thing. Niggas, stop trying to like police other niggas' kids, bro. Like, I can't tell you how many friends, family friends sit me down, try to talk to me. And it's like, bro, like, my nigga, like,
you don't, bro, you have three wheels on your car.
Like, one more time, like, yeah, yeah, like,
you know how long your tire's been popped, bro. You don't know anything. What are you gonna tell me, nigga?
Yo, and that's why it's so important
my
to like
business. My fucking business, bro.
Just my family. And like, especially when it gets in like cousins and like uncles and people that don't really know you, but they know what you're doing. Like, sometimes yeah, they'll just throw jabs at you. But that's like coming from a place from of that they're shit, dealing yeah, with it, their shit, yeah, and it's just yeah, like. For if sure, you take that, you can go somewhere else with it when you're already on the right path. And yeah, it's like, bro, you got to have a hater block.
Yeah, yeah.
You
no,
got to have your vision straight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just no, understand sure, that bro, nobody's, no matter what, nigga, even me and you, nigga, my vision's going to look different from yours.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm, it's totally yeah, different. There's so many fucking variables that like create your vision and your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally everything you've ever heard in your life. You are inputs, nigga. Mm-hmm. Everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever learned, everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything you've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an input into where you are. And your brain is literally just like a fucking memory card that saves
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
And then that shapes your, you know what I'm saying, your perspective are, yeah, and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's yeah, shit is going to be fucking different.
I think what Drain knows, but did you know that Def Jam was created by a Canadian?
Oh, yeah. Really? This nigga did a little
Def Jam
deep dive.
From New York? Yeah. The game, guys, not the label.
Really?
Yeah,
what's his name?
Josh Holmes, nigga up in Vancouver.
Josh Holmes, man. Shout out Holmes,
bro,
man.
We give you guys the best shit. Crazy.
Josh fucking Holmes. Yeah, I'm following man, him on Twitter right now.
Oh, he live?
Yeah, Josh.
You sure that's the right one, though?
Yeah, Josh Holmes, Joshington State.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you for my
yeah,
childhood.
Video games.
Yo,
yeah.
Midway Winter Games.
Mm-hmm. CEO of Midway?
Him, nigga?
He probably got there at the time. He wasn't. He was working at EA at the time, though.
But yo, Midwinter Games. Sorry, that's
what he follows. You said
no. Oh. I'm about to follow him. But Midwinter Games is fucking huge. They've
yeah,
done a bunch of games. I've seen this logo everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me get what kind of games they got going on. But damn, that's crazy, man.
What other info you scoop up on that?
Yeah, team? No, bro, it's crazy, man. Like just. it started out as a joke, mm-hmm. like the idea for the game. Like, so he was like working at, yeah, he worked on NBA Street as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. see?
Yeah, he worked on NBA Street. Yeah, so field. After obviously, like, you know, they knew he was
Counter-Strike
capable of shit. No, he doesn't bear shit, bro. Like, so fucking, like another team had like the rest, they had a wrestling game. You know, like all those wrestling games, like WCW, oh, yeah, yeah, No yeah, Revenge. Yeah, yeah. So that developer, they were working on the next wrestling game, but like outside of the like WWE licensing. And so they were like, yo, go work with them. They told Josh, go work with them, whatever. And he was just like, all right, well, what if we do like a fucking hip hop game, niggas fighting and shit. And he thought it was a bad idea, but they were like, yo, that's kind of sick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they just ran with it, bro. And then, you know, they did all that shit. Method Man, like, he worked a lot on Fight for New York, like on like the storyline side and shit.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He like was like consulting and like, oh, do this. Nah, this is whack. We don't do it like this.
That's hard.
We gotta have this.
I guess
this.
That's why he got such a big role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's like one of the main characters and shit. Yeah,
that
man.
Makes sense. No, yeah.
It's crazy. And then like, I think the reason why Icon was so bad because they switched developers.
Oh.
So it's not the same developers on Icon that were on Vendetta and Fight for New York. But yeah, man.
Oh, the same guy was on Vendetta too?
Yeah, but he did Vendetta and Fight for New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he.
How wild is that?
Bro, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, and like, they can't do it. Like, I feel like this game would never be done today because of like the contracts and shit. Like, a lot of them niggas didn't get paid. Like, they didn't get no royalties. Like, they just got like a one check.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, you know, man's a lot smarter. They're going to want royalties and shit. It's going to just be an expensive game.
It's so crazy because like all these companies will have that shit.
I'll buy it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure, I'll buy it.
Man.
I'll buy it as many times as it takes for whatever price it takes.
Yeah, man. Because the thing is though, like I don't know. Like for me, everything is, I mean, not for me, but for the video game industry, everything is money, right? So like there's money in this game. Like people want it. Like they still do tournaments to this day. Like
for sure. Yeah, I clicked the video that you sent me. I saw all the related videos on the side.
Yeah, like it's
full out tournaments.
Full out tournaments to this day. Niggas are busting the PS2 up. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, remake this game. But I don't know, man. I guess Def Jam doesn't even have a lot of people on their roster anymore.
Yeah.
How was it like back in the days to even like take music and then put music into a game? Like what was those contracts looking like?
That's another reason why they haven't done it, because Josh, he was like, yo, it was a nightmare to clear those samples, bro. It cost so much money, but we needed to do it for
the game. Bro, I can't think of any other. Nah, you needed those real songs.
Yeah,
man.
It's songs I fell in love with because of that game.
Yeah.
But I fucking
San Andreas as well and shit. Like what do you.
Oh, the radio selection on San Andreas?
Bro, it's so crazy because even now, like with GTA 5, like they take out radio stations because they only signed for like a year. They only signed licensing for like a certain amount of years. Yeah. So now like there's certain songs that if you play GTA like when it first came out, you won't hear it anymore because they take it out because they didn't pay for it to be in the game that long. So it's just too different now. You'll never get a game like Def Jam again. You just won't happen probably.
Ever. I accepted that too, though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I really accepted that. Like fully accepted.
I'm just glad we experienced that shit.
Yeah, I'm glad I have it still and I can still play it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hopefully remastering they can work it out in a way that could work. Cause I wouldn't mind a remaster that game.
Just refresh that.
You know what I'm saying? Like get the legalities right. Fuck, bro.
Make the chains touch the fucking body.
Yeah,
make the chains float. Yeah, I need those floating.
I need some sick. Cause they had some ice in that game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. But it just looked weird. It just looked like a. Like it was printed on the shirt. You know those shirts with like the chain shirts.
I had two of those.
Yeah.
But even like getting Jacob the Jeweler, like I felt like I was a rapper, bro. I felt like I was fully in it, bro. Like I knew everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I knew I had to go to Jacob. Mm-hmm. I knew I had to go fights, crunch Busta Rhymes, get my money up.
Bro, I'm restarting that game tonight still.
Bro.
I'm restarting it still.
Niggas, you're laughing in your last episode because you kept saying you're about to do everything we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm watching it Thursday with my friend Corey. So by the time this comes out, I've watched it. But yeah, man, shout out to Def Jam 5 for New York forever, man. A forever iconic game.
Mm-hmm.
That game made a lot of money, too, so it's weird that, like, you know, they didn't just push that. But yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Icon was just so bad, that's why, though. Mainly. Icon was so bad.
How's a game not called Icon more iconic than the fucking Def Jam Icon?
That's why, bro, you can't, if you develop a game, you gotta develop it all the way through. None of this switch up business, bro.
You're switching the foundation. And
EA Chicago, y'all fucked that up, bro.
Oh, that's what it was?
That's what it was still. EA Chicago, y'all fucked that up, bro.
Y'all got the Bulls. Y'all dropped the ball on that Def Jam.
Yeah, man, facts.
Man.
Ha!
Woo!
Yeah, man.
Rise and shine.
You know what time it is, man. Mm-hmm. This was episode 59 of the Random Order Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're going to sign out. Go do nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? All my people on YouTube.
We finna go to Happy Burger.
You know what I'm saying? We finna get happy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want y'all up in my business.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version. Click that bell to become a true Know the Gang Eagle. To all the you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? To the Eagle heart, that is. You know what I'm saying? The audio version of Random Order Podcast is also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave some great fucking comments and reviews if you like the pod. And if you don't, nigga, put them comments in your butt, nigga. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order. I don't want to see that nigga. Fuck out of
here. Yeah.
Bro, why do you like dislike just like, what are you doing?
If you don't like the video, fucking click the X. It's that simple.
I've never disliked the YouTube video.
It's that simple. Real hater shit to just dislike a video.
X.
Not that it even affects us like that. You have to watch it to dislike.
It's just dumb. Because it's like, it's like, I don't know if dislikes have anything to do with algorithm and shit, but it's just like, bro, if you don't like it, just leave, bro. That's it.
I'll just be, oh, this is whack, X.
Yeah.
Peace.
I'm back, nigga.
Not for me.
Whatever.
Y'all niggas bored, man.
Y'all do what you want, man. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show to stay posted on what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? We may or may not have some Random Order merch in the, you know, maybe, but probably.
Man.
Of course, like we talked about, we have them brand spanking new 4YE Dewey's.
Yo.
We got a date for you, June 8th.
Yo.
And I'm going to just say that's not all the do-rags.
Stopping there,
that's
man.
Not all the do-rags. Not so June 8th, y'all going to get some do-rags.
Yeah, man.
Moving forward, we got more do-rags. You know what I'm saying? 4YE rework.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out in 3 minutes, baby. Get on it. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back with another load of rework. Follow 4YE.
Yeah.
Number 4YE on Instagram. Turn on the post notifications so you know the exact second we drop.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all niggas on, man?
Shit, man, not much. If you're an Uber Eats driver and you're on a bike, haul ass, my man. Do not have us waiting. You know what I'm saying? Stand up. What was I about to say? That's it. I think I'm good to sign out.
Shit. Well, yeah, man. Thank you guys for watching, man.
Yo, my man Shells just dropped some.
Dig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about it.
New video out. Take your time. Freestyle on my YouTube channel. Go watch that. You know, follow me on Instagram, SebastianXX. We got new music on the way.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitch, SebastianXX as well.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I appreciate you guys. Shout out to all the Naughty Gang Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all
they
love.
Be flocking. They be flocking.
Number one podcast. So you know what it is,
you know what
man.
Saying,
right. Was that really off the dome?
Yeah. Oh, the track. No.
Oh, nigga.
I thought you meant my little spiel just now.
Yeah,
I didn't even write that.
Yeah, I wrote that.
I wrote it pretty quick, though. I'll say that.
There we go.
You got a booty today, man.
Booty of the day? I'm not finna.
You know what? Nah. Shout out Shan Booty, man.
Hey.
Congrats to you and your husband. She's a mother.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Expecting the little booty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out them. I wish y'all nothing but the best, man. I'm gonna see y'all at the baby shower. I hope I'm invited.
This sample here is a classic like the Air Force. Real rap shit since the rap book in my jam sport. These four walls really helped me write the code of shit. See mad niggas lose their role cause they don't know the script. Northside shit, I really feel just how cold it get. Different waves now, trust me, you don't even know the kid. I feel good cause I'm getting now what I'm supposed to get. Long way from home, writing songs, trying to go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.